David Gilbride is running for the Surf City Town Council. This is the first time Mr. Gilbride has run for public office. And he's a former town manager and so has an understanding on how communities work. Mr. Gilbride, what prompted you to finally run for office?
Well, having some experience as a town manager and also as a journalist covering town meetings throughout northern New Jersey, I was surprised when I moved to Surf City to find that the council seemed to discourage people from participating, whether that was on advisory groups or at the meetings themselves. They also didn't spend a lot of time at council meetings discussing issues among themselves. It all seemed to be pre-decided and preordained when they came in. So I began attending every council meeting for the last couple of years, and as people have become more and more interested, particularly after Florence, it became clear that we need some new thinking. I guess the most recent member of the council that's running this time has been there 15 years, the other 25, the other almost 40. It's time for some new thinking, and I would like to get involved and try to help.
So what you're saying is they weren't having public hearings or public forums before decisions were made where the residents could offer their opinion on things that the council was considering?
It certainly didn't appear that they were, and you know, at future meetings, as I watched when they did have an issue, the issue would already be clearly decided. They would allow some public comment. Excuse me. When they passed an ordinance, it would have a waiver for any future readings, and they would pass it that night. There was really no one paying attention to what was being said in these public forums.
So they had clearly discussed this in advance and were making decisions, and the actual council meeting was kind of a formality.
Exactly.
So what would you suggest? How would you want to make that a little more open?
Well, I would suggest, among other things, that there be at least, well, for one, the town supposed decision-making is done at a workshop meeting on the third Friday of the month. The workshops are held on Friday morning at 9 o'clock. When I was in business, if I wanted people not to show up for a meeting, I would hold it on a Friday morning at 9 o'clock. Most of the full-time residents work, so they can't attend and they can't be part of what's going on. So the first thing I would do is move the meetings all to the evening. There would be at least two public comment periods, and in my opinion, any time that there was an ordinance or a change in the law, the ordinance would be posted for the public to read. There would be at least two readings where they could come in and comment, perhaps prevent us from making a mistake, come up with better ideas, and you know, before anything was passed, so that we could actually entertain their opinions. To me, that would just be the sensible way to do it.
Well, that's the way it happens in a lot of the county governments around here and places like Wilmington. Can you recall a decision that was made that was a mistake that could have benefited from these public forums?
Oh, absolutely. Well, the one that comes to mind immediately was a controversy shortly after Hurricane Florence, which involved food trucks on the island. The council, who apparently had never read their own ordinances, and the town, for years, took the position that food trucks were not permitted in Surf City. A new brewery opened up. They wanted to have food trucks. They read the ordinances, and they put a truck on the property. The restaurant owners were upset about that because there was no longer a level playing field as far as costs. So the town, when they realized that this was all a big problem, decided to, in what's an unusual move, actually have public hearing. People came in, presented their issues, pro and con, and it was decided that we should allow food trucks in Surf City. Fine and dandy, that was the big decision. The next week, they come out with an ordinance which defined distances from existing restaurants, permit requirements, health inspection requirements, and an application fee, of $250. When it was presented immediately, one of the councilmen said, well, the fee is not enough, let's double it, although in North Carolina, the fee should be comparable to the cost of administering a program. Ordinance was put out. People wanted to make comments as to distances and where they could be and where they couldn't be. And the council simply passed the ordinance with a waiver for additional hearings. And one of the councilmen said that we understand it may be flawed legislation, but we can always come back and tweak it, which God knows never happens.
What are some of the other top issues that you're thinking about for the town council?
Well, for me, the biggest issue is preservation of the beach. Their land use plan, which was printed in 2005, calls for beach renourishment every 4 years. There has been no beach renourishment for the last 15 years and probably prior. The beach has eroded due to wind and waves and hurricanes over the years to where during Florence the dune line breached. The ocean came through, certainly down by my house, and many of the houses on were damaged by the ocean. Their attitude was that, well, we're waiting for the Army Corps of Engineers. Well, the people of Boise, Idaho aren't interested in having their tax money used to preserve a barrier beach, and those programs never get funded. They're way behind the curve in trying to get it done. So my primary focus would be, A, to make sure beach renourishment is done this year and that the beach is maintained every year and renourished every 5 years the way it should be.
And that's something that the city would need to fund,
Surf City. I think actually, yes, one way or another. And that can be done through the occupancy tax. It could be done through a leisure tax on rentals, because there are God knows how many rentals on the island. But first you need to decide what has to be done and then work on how to fund it. And the beach being the unique feature of Surf City, it has to be taken care of.
What about growth? Then your views on growth in Surf City?
Well, growth is kind of a frightening issue, because Surf City, if you were to look at the census data from 2010, they claim the population is somewhere around 2,000 people. Currently, there are over 5,000 registered voters, so that doesn't include their children, it doesn't include the military, it doesn't include their people who have summer homes or weekend homes. So the population has already probably quintupled since that census. The surrounding communities, Sneeds Ferry and Hampstead, are growing explosively, and in Surf City itself, there were already over 4,000 housing units approved, not yet built, which would again double the population. So growth is kind of out of control. We have 6 gas stations, 5 grocery stores. For a small population, that's crazy. So I think that we have to take a look at our zoning, and we have to be fairly deliberate about the infrastructure and what we can actually accommodate.
Can you accommodate that kind of growth currently?
Not right now. We have plenty of water resources, from what I understand. The sewer system is at capacity, and there are going to be problems with trying to find ways to deal with sewage effluent. The land that they purchased, 22 acres of the Juniper Swamp, turns out not to be suitable for spraying effluent. They bought that 10 years ago. There are 2,200 acres. There are only 120 that are usable. They have to now find a huge tract of land where they can effectively spray effluent, and it could be, gosh, I don't know, a couple of years before we can actually expand the sewer.
You also mentioned in your on your website the community resources and the management of community resources. Are you seeing shortfalls in that with the current way things are operating?
Community resources in general? No, not really. I think, at least my own impression of the town administration and the town staff is that they're excellent. They do a great job. I think that they are given, for the most part, the resources to do the job. So I really don't have a complaint with how the town itself is run through the administrator. It's a council-manager form of government. If the council, to some extent, gets out of the way and lets the manager manage, they're fine.
One last issue, returning to hurricanes, weather phenomena, and emergency preparedness. You now have a director of emergency for emergency preparedness,
That's
I believe.
Yeah, director of emergency management.
That you didn't have before?
That's correct.
Do you see that making a substantial difference in how future hurricanes are dealt with in terms of communications and getting people what they need?
Hard to say at this point because they haven't been tested really, in a meaningful way. And to be honest, my own knowledge of how these things operate here is a little different because I thought the county always took the point on emergency management. So Surf City may be the only town that has its own emergency management director, and I'm not sure how they interface. But I will say that while the communication during and following Florence was horrible, the communication during the recent storm was much improved. They seemed to be much better prepared. The town staff knew what they were supposed to be doing, what their roles were, when to turn off the water, when to turn off the sewer, and constantly updated people on the websites as to what was going on. Now, part of the problem there in Florence, I guess, was that we lost the cell tower, so that there was no internet, there was no possibility for communication, and of course, cell phones didn't work, nothing worked. My own feeling was that there should have been an arrangement with a radio station or television station specifically where you knew that this is where you go for information. Nowadays, unfortunately, with so many media choices, it's really hard to narrow down where to go to get the right information. So I hope that our emergency management director will work on that.
David Gilbride is running for the Surf City Town Council. David, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, sir.